So I really love the holidays. Thanksgiving and Christmas are my favorite times of the year. I love cooking for people. I love the coziness and the warmth and the lights and the general feeling of good cheer. And I gotta be honest, as much as I look forward to it, and as much as I love being able to see my family and catch up with everybody, honestly, I've reached the point where I cannot wait for my family to go home. Yeah, I get it was my fault. I opened up my guest room. I said my cousins could stay over for a few days before they have to make the drive back down south, but I am horny as fuck, and there are too many people in my space for me to really, really get off the way I want to. And it's so hard, especially after talking to you. That flirty, teasy conversation as I sit here with my cup of tea, just... it's making things really, really difficult. Like, we've only been talking for maybe 30 minutes at the most, as I'm sitting here trying to text and keep my hands out of my pants, but even when I just squirm around in my seat a little bit, I can feel how wet I've already gotten. Fuck. Sorry. Because my house is currently packed to overflowing with all of these people, and everybody but me is already in bed because, you know, Black Friday sales. Gotta get those in the morning, but I'm really, really, really starting to get kind of desperate, so I'm gonna do my best to try to keep as quiet as I can so I don't wake anyone up. Maybe. If I start slow, like putting a finger in my mouth to muffle a moan, or just very, very gently touching myself over my shirt, pinching a little bit just for the extra spark. Oh God, it's so hard because normally I love being loud, especially if I'm feeling really, really good, but I don't know. Maybe the thrill of getting caught's making me a little extra sensitive, but I think it'll be worth it, don't you? Oh man, I wish I could talk to you over the phone. I wish I had your voice in my ear while I grind down in my seat. I bet it would make it so much better. Listening to you tell me what to do so I don't have to try to keep typing with one hand. It's so, so hard to do. But at this point, reaching my hand up under my sleep shirt. It Really don't want to have to try to stop in the middle of something. I made myself a cup of tea to try to calm myself down, but all the wine we had with dinner is still going straight to my head. It's like, it's that thing where, you know, if you're not allowed to have something, it makes you want it more. God, would I love to get real right now. Just bent over this kitchen counter and bound it hard until I can't help but scream. Oh God, I bet you'd fill me up so good. I bet you'd make me yell loud enough that the neighbors would complain about it. God, wouldn't that be fun? But no, I'm stuck in this house. Oh shit, was that too loud? Wait, hold on. Shh. I think I want to make sure no one's coming. Oh God. Okay. Coast clear. Hell with it. I touch myself and I'm too wet to wait. The longer I go, the higher the chance I get caught. And that's the last thing we want, right? To get our fun interrupted. I barely touch myself and I'm already dripping. Oh God, you're such a demon. Like, how the fuck? How the fuck did you get me this desperate with just some words? Yeah, you've gotta be a demon. I don't. I don't get this needy and shameless over trivial things. But I don't know. Maybe it's hitting that exhibitionist kink that we talked about. As much as I don't want to get caught because, well, that's family involved and that's a no-go, but oh God, imagine we were somewhere like public, like a dressing room stall. or someplace where you could make me flick my clit. Watch me struggle to be as quiet as I can. Knowing that there could be anybody listening. Putting the fingers in my mouth doesn't help. Not really. It just makes me wish I had a cock in my mouth. Fuck, this is so frustrating. You know what makes it worse? What makes it better? Worse? Fuck, I don't know. The fact that I know that you're wearing gray sweatpants. Oh, God. I'm so weak for that shit. There's something about gray sweatpants on dudes that is so deliciously slutty, and you know it. Oh God, I could get my mouth on that dick, Brent. Make a wet patch in the front. I can be a good girl when I have to be.